think we only got, what, T-minus two questions to go on this five-liner. But, I mean, this is the stuff that people need to be getting when they're listening to
somebody. There was a second part.
There's a second part to that. What got me started on my own podcast is I've done, as of, I should have made my note, updated my notes to before this tonight. But I think with this one, since April, I've only been doing this since April 7th, so it's not, I haven't been doing it long at all. I think this is the about the 20th podcast or 20th different show I've been on talking about my journey. And what started my own is somebody told me, they're like, you need to start your own podcast. It's like, you've done so many. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. You've been given the opportunity. Now you need to in turn give people the opportunity to share their stories. That's what started it. And the red glasses is I'd thrown around a different name because I love drinking coffee, and somebody said, well, you should do Encouragement and Coffee with David. I was like, okay. Well, I did a podcast with Nicole Ruse about branding and about the Carmen automotive stuff. And she looked at me with the red glasses. She's like, when we got off the thing, she's like, have you ever thought about seeing Red with David Mumford? I was like, no. That never even came across. She said, do you wear your red glasses all the time? I was like, yeah, I do wear my red glasses all the time. And she's like, that's your branding. That's what people know you as. She said, your podcast needs to be Seeing Red with David. So she's the one that actually, she created that logo for me about 30, about 30 minutes after our call, or like maybe the next day after our call, I had an email. She said, when we got off the call, she said, I'm gonna draw you up a logo for your podcast. And that's how it started. And that was it.
Man, congratulations on that. What a cool story, you know. And it's a really cool name. You know, you're like, it's like, because you're the complete opposite. You're not one that sees through your glasses and sees red. You know, when you think the word seeing red, it could be like,
expecting somebody to be.
But what I like about it, it's such a cool opposite that it's like, when you're seeing red, you need to listen to David. Right?
But do you know what the color red stands for?
Well, really, assuming you're going to tell us. Tell me something.
Something good. What my podcast is. I'm a loving person. It's hardworking. It's life. It's health. It's vitality. That's what I am. That's what I love people. I'm a people person. I love on anybody.
Yes.
So that's what my podcast is. That it's like giving somebody that may not have life, that may feel like they're down and out, because I was down and out. I was down for 5 years. I want to give somebody life. I want to bring somebody back up to say, hey, you may be down. You may be having a bad day, but you can come back from it. You can be successful. You can pull yourself up.
Oh, yeah. And you're exactly what you're talking about, right? And it's just so much left. And we are so early in this, like, game of life. We're young. Mm-hmm. We have so much time to just do whatever we want to do. But the thing is that you have to stay focused on what you want. You got to see through some glasses that are to keep you on that 2020 vision, right? We're in 2020 right now. And there's a lot of reasons that people could be like, this year suck. But you could also, and I get it, man. It's been sad for some people. I know there's been a lot of loved ones that have been lost because of COVID, and it's been affected a lot of people's businesses. I feel bad for all those people. Don't get me wrong. But folks, even those people who are in those right now, if you lost your business, I promise you, if you keep your head up and you keep grinding and you keep working hard and you stay focused, you will come back, and you'll come back stronger than ever because you learned something there.
Oh,
and, and you'll be prepared next time, right? So, but here's the thing, you know, and that's it's a great thing to do, and I'm real excited about all that. And you know, I'm going to pass the mic over here to Lou. Yeah,
let's hit on a couple things real quick, because we did ask, or you asked the question about red. What does the color red mean? Well, for those of you that are looking up definitions of colors, I do believe that everything has its meaning. Everything has a purpose, but inside of the color, the red. Red has a range of symbolic meanings, including life, health, vigor, war, courage, anger, love, and religious fervor. The common thread is that all of these require passion, and the life force that drives passion is blood, and blood is red. So
only when it's mixed with oxygen outside.
But speaking of that, we do want to wish happy birthday to NextSales' own
Ashley. I know you're Ashley. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Ashley. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
But happy birthday, Ashley. We are so thankful that we get somebody to connect us to incredible tools like the NextSales app. Again, it's something that I think would be great inside of a service lane.
You're right.
And it's just great inside of anybody's hand that's trying to further their business with going forward with the NextSales. Again, not just giving another plug for great people, but
gotta plug
Ashley is incredible.
Ashley, happy birthday. You are amazing, especially for putting up with Jason. I don't know how you do it.
Yes.
But you're doing a great job, and you do it with love, so we love you back for it.
You are very
Jason needs you.
I love it.
Happy birthday.
It's so awesome.
Right, so.
But man, seeing red, what an incredible concept, because it is taking and flipping a what would be a negative term, turning it into a positive, finding a way to help people to build those encouraging moments, you know, because at the heart, it's still what you're doing. You're having a cup of coffee and a conversation and trying to find a way to be amazing.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, at the heart, of course, of what it is that we love to do, too. That's part of us here together. So inside of all that, I'd like to know, you know, when making the connections inside of life and you're going through finding these paths and these directions, who is it that would be the most influential person to you as you make these turns inside of life? Who is it that you would actually say is the ones that would actually, you'd say, man, if I didn't have this person at this pivoted time in my life, I don't know if I'd be exactly where it is that I am. Who would you say would be the most pivotal person in your life? That's said correctly. That's a great profile shot. The glasses. I was serious. That'd be great to have. Can you hold that one more time? We got to smile at the camera so we can use this for the cover. Turn one more time. One, two, and just smile. Nice. All right, that's perfect. We're probably going to use that.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna try not to go too deep here.
Hey, you're on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, folks. We get
how Lou likes it.
Okay. Well, then I'll go deep because I said it this morning on the LinkedIn Live I was with Gabriel Lil and Chantel Sumis and Jason the XXO connection. I was on there this morning talking about my past and everything. I wouldn't be here today if, like, my LinkedIn profile is a picture of my family.
Yes,
sir. And,
yeah.
And I would not be where I'm at today if it was not for everybody in that picture. Because, yes, I put them through some hell for 5 years. And when I moved back home at age 30, the past 10 years... Or, yeah, 10 years. They rallied around me and brought me back to where I am today. And that's a turning point. That was a turning point in my life when I was able to go back home and be able to live with my parents when I did not have anywhere else to go. And I was able to learn what I had and how fortunate I am to have what I have and where I've come in the last 10 years. I can't even begin to say how blessed I am.
Man, that's
and how, like even through the pandemic, me and my wife were able to buy a house. Like, how, like, we're like, how did this happen? like, we, one of our cars, literally, but I had to pull the old Yeller on it and just go ahead and let it go. We were able to buy a not a brand new car, but a
nice and newer.
A 2012 Lexus RX 350, 350? Yeah. With 95,000 miles on it. Like, how? How did we ever do that?
I love how you do that.
I can't believe. It's like, how can we do that? Everything I look back on it.
That's awesome, man. What a great year. 2020 has been amazing. I love that. It's Thanksgiving week, folks.
Yeah.
It's so much stuff to be thankful for. You all need to sit down, everybody out there, you all need to sit down and think about what you are thankful for. Yeah. And there's so much to be thankful for. I don't care if you think it's the worst year. I promise you, if you sit down and you reflect, and if you're watching this show right now, I know you have things to be thankful for.
Yeah.
So much to be thankful for.
I'm thankful all the connections I've met since April.
For real.
Because a lot of these people are like family.
No doubt. Exactly.
It's family. I mean, it's like I've talked to people all, like, I think next week, even going back on the podcast, I think it's Tuesday night. I need to double check that. Yeah, it's Tuesday night. I'm going international with Seeing Red with David. I'm having my first guest from Australia. United Kingdom. I'm going international Tuesday night.
Who's your guest?
Her name is Annie Gibbons.
Annie Gibbons.
Yep. I'm going international Tuesday night.
International, baby. Mr. Worldwide. Open it.
Worldwide.
Going worldwide.
His name is David.
So, I mean.
Worldwide.
So I'm blessed with everything, with all this. I mean.
No, dude, that is, I'm so happy for you.
That's huge.
I'm pumped up for you, and I cannot wait to see this show that you're talking about. It's going to be great. You know, we're really blessed to have you here, man. We're really excited to have you here once again. You are a great soul. I've laughed. You've made me laugh a few times with some of your stories.
I got choked up.
I mean, I teared up for a second there. So you definitely are bringing it tonight, man. I appreciate that. And I know that you're excited to be here. I know I'm excited to have you here. So,
fifth question of the night.
It's going to have to do basically because it's Thanksgiving week. I'm going to change the word that I usually use. We usually use it's your greatest reward to what are you most thankful for in your life?
Oh my gosh.
For all the things that you've been through in your life, what are you most?
That's a one layer, bam!
Right in your mouth.
It's so heavy. It's such a heavy. Oh man, that's just a big blow, right? Yeah, get you some of that.
I'm thankful my wife didn't leave me when I cheated on her before we got married, because she stuck it out with me, and she has helped me stay centered through everything I've been. We've been together like 10 years, but we've been married 5 years in April. Wow. But she's the grounding she's the rock solid person that everything I've been through, everything I've went through in the past, and everything I've been through, she has been there right beside me through every bit of it. And she has been the biggest encouragement with this podcast, with the podcast I've been on. She understands, she knows this is my hobby, my therapy sessions, my, this is what I love doing. And she's like, at one point she looked at me, she said, okay, you've got to slow down, because I was going nuts one weekend. Like, she's like, you can do like one a week.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be where I'm at without her. I wouldn't be able to do it.
And I tell you what, that's a great answer. Right in there. Not just because it's your wife, because I could tell it's honest, you know, and it's true from your heart. We all need that in our lives. You know, some of us have it through our wives. I know that Lou does. I do also. My wife is my ground. She's the same way with me. She's what keeps me balanced. Yeah, she keeps me floating where I need to go.
Forgiven much as well.
Yeah. She gives me, like, you know, that word I always use. It's accountability. So, you know, and she does. And it's really nice to have that. And it's somebody that I can do that with the rest of my life and know I could trust 100%. So you're very fortunate to have that. It's great that you honored her, that you're so thankful for her. I know that. You know, it's Thanksgiving week, and what other way to honor the person that means the most to you, your wife. And and that's somebody you got to choose, you know. It's saying, like, family is family. We all love our family, the ones that are blood, right? And then there's the ones that we choose. And the ones that we choose, man, I honestly, it makes it even more powerful because that's the one that you chose for life. So congratulations to you on that, my friend.
And my mom also told me that if we ever break up or if we ever get divorced or anything like that, she said, you need to realize she's going to be in your life for the rest of your life. So you can either like it or lump it. So I'm kind of stuck.
Love the one you're with.
Because sometimes I'm like, I feel like, who's the kid here? Am I the child or is she the child here? Because my mom, I'm very thankful that she gets along with my parents too. That makes it so much easier.
Absolutely,
it does, man. I'm very fortunate with that myself. So congratulations on that. That's the five liner, my friend.
I mean, we got that all out there. I mean, so thankful that we've had the opportunity to just grind a great conversation with a car guy that's finding a way to solve problems. Folks, the importance of making sure that we make the right connections from the sales to the service side is so key right now. The customers are being put into a different way of having to learn how to buy things, shop for things, be in public. You're having to figure it out. When you go to get a gallon of milk, when you go to get when you go to buy a pair of shoes, when you go shopping for clothes, everything has changed about the way that we approach doing commerce in America and worldwide. And so with that, understand your customers are still trying to figure out how to navigate doing big purchases along with spending lots of time places. And the one thing about the car business that everybody has tried to and is consistently trying to chop away at, it's the time that a customer has to spend at the actual dealership getting their problem solved. And from sales to service, we're trying to make those connections happen. And we're so thankful that we get the chance to touch and speak to the different minds that are out there that are making those relationships happen with customers. Again, there's so much to dig into. And we want to spend more time doing so, but make sure that you're trying to find a way. There's so many key things that David brought up. Again, the biggest takeaway I would encourage you all to take from this five-liner is that he is somebody that is finding solutions because he's looking for them. He is gainfully seeking a way to help people, and he's reaching outside of the box, and it's helping him to see red and see solutions.
It's not that common. His owner literally said, what? No one's ever.
Even the general manager. When I told him what was going on, he was like, he even said, I've never had anybody do that. And then there was one day where I had an issue with sales not explaining to the new customer about what's going to happen. And I went to him and I said, hey, can I say something to service one day? He was like, yeah, if you want to. I was like, if you let me, I would love to. He even said in front of the service department, he said, this is the first time I've ever had any service advisor step up with the gumption and say, listen, do you guys understand what we're doing, how to do it, how to explain it to the customers? Because I had customers extremely upset not knowing what's going on. So I take it like it's my own business inside a business.
No doubt. Right. You know what you are, my friend? You're a Jedi.
Yes, you are.
I had to sell it out there. I saw the Star Wars shirt on. Shout out to Star Wars, my friends. I love the Jedi way. That's how I do. That's how I sell cars. You will buy this vehicle. Right? So,
you will buy this service.
Yes.
Well, you are 100% Car Guy Coffee approved. And we are so thankful that we have been seeing red here on the Car Guy Coffee podcast. Car Guys and Car Gals, make sure that you share this around. If you actually want to get entered into winning a couple of these cups, you need to do us a favor real quick, and you need to tag at least 5 Car Guys or 5 Car Gals, mix, match, however it is that you want to get entered in for getting these. 1 comment, 5 or more, that will be what puts you into the drawing for that. Car Guys, Car Gals, you can go to carguycoffee.com to get something to put inside of your cup.
Or you know what you need in there.
Some of this inspiration,
some
action.
Some good swag
on,
out there, folks.
And whatever it is that you're doing, whatever challenges that you're facing, we encourage you to make sure that you do try to find a way to continue to help overcome the problems, help the person that you're with, make connections with people like David. We're so thankful that he has a heart that's for people. Folks, it's something that we want to make sure, and he wants to make sure that we inspire inside of you. We connect you to the thing that makes you jump up and go attack your day in a way that says that there is a joyful heart that you have when you help people. And we want to make sure that we're living that out on a consistent basis. I'm just pumped up. It makes me want to dance. I want to go on having a great day. Speaking of dancing, Freddie, does that the top 2 buttons right there? We can go do the Cholo challenge real quick. I'm just gonna get
that going. This is not a cultural appropriation, though, man. It makes me feel a little wrong.
It's okay. Well,
I'm
Mexican.
Hello.
So I can do it.
So
we were watching Lou Diamond Phillips, me and G yesterday. He was like, "Yo, what was your school like?" That I was like, "Well, that's L.A., but a lot of things are kind of similar in the way that things were." But either way, Car Guys, Car Gals. That's a little
that's
extra,
a little
extra fun.
A little sprinkle on top.
Throw some of that.
A little nutmeg.
Get yourself. Car Guys. We're just so thankful that we had. Thank you, everybody that's been in here tonight.
Yes,
happy Thanksgiving,
man. Happy
to you all. This is going to be an incredible short week. Before we get the chance to get around a table, make sure that when you are getting around a table, you are brewing solutions. You're not percolating the problems. You're not talking about the problems of this world. Wherever you are, I'm telling you, wherever you are designed to be a solution to the problems that are facing that world around you. So impact it accordingly. Approach it accordingly. Speak accordingly. If there's darkness around you, it's because it needs to be vanquished by your light.
You know the quickest way to get rid of darkness? Just throw light in there real quick.
That's right.
Just a little light. One little itty-bitty light illuminates a whole room. You guys have seen that? Turn on your phone light when you're in your room at night. How great does that help? Like, it's completely pitch dark. Turn your phone light on. Bing. Oh, man, I can see. So be aware of that, folks. There's light all around you. The little bit of light that you have sometimes is enough to shine and share with a lot of people.
That's right.
And what that does is it becomes multiplied. And the more it multiplies, the more light that becomes. So don't be scared of the dark. The dark's there just to test you. Don't be scared of it. Be excited about it, because when that dark comes, you know there's going to be tons of light on the other side of that. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. Remember that saying, light at the end of the tunnel.
And I'm going to add to that. Be the light in the tunnel. Telling y'all that. Be the light that's in the tunnel.
He moonwalked back in the tunnel and said, no.
Said, I'm not waiting for the
shiny glove
tunnel.
And everything.
Right now, I'm going to shine away to that light. I'm going to help shine the way. That's what you solutionaries are designed to do. Okay, if it's dark around you, it means you're supposed to turn on your light. And you have no excuses. Make moves or make excuses. And if you're making excuses, well, you're not brewing solutions.
Michelle is definitely in wanting to try to get this cup.
She's like, Michael, she's
bam,
like,
bam, bam,
man,
bam,
that
bam,
makes
bam,
5, fool. All right, I hear
okay,
you, Michelle.
We got
I appreciate
one. I know
you.
We got one from Michelle.
You're getting one. We're just going to give you one. You just get it just because you're the first one, and I appreciate you. You're always here. You're the best,
that's
Michelle.
Right,
thank
that's
you so
right.
much.
And for any of you car guys out there that, you know, like a nice polo from Callaway and are size large, go ahead and just put a shirt emoji inside of the comment box, and you can get you a fresh one of these from Wise
F&I. It's a Callaway golf shirt.
Nice,
it says Wise F&I. It's very pretty. Right. Very nice.
But we're giving it away because we're hanging out with our CN and Red guy, and we're having so much fun. But again, guys, gals, Richie Bello, welcome. Welcome.
We love you guys.
I love Richie. My Cuban brother. Get you some. Car Guys, Car Gals, thank you again for being with us. David, we honor you. Thank you, sir. Everybody, forgive, focus, fly. Approach this week with intention to brew solutions. Yeah. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Frelin Arts, the subprime hero.
And you have been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with Seeing Red podcast host himself, Mr.
David Mumford. Not to be mistaken with Mumford & Sons. All right, so no. Any relation, though? No, I'm
sorry. We don't know.
Possibly.
Possibly.
But hey, thank you. So man, it was an honor to have you on here tonight. Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem.
All right, well, if you ever need anything, you know where to get us.
Yeah.
www.carguycoffee.com.
Get you some of that.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a great night.
We appreciate you.
Folks,
we're wrapping up.
We're wrapping it up, but man, great night, folks. If you guys didn't get that passion, if you didn't feel how much David loves doing what he does, then I don't know what you were watching, what you were seeing. I laughed, I had fun, I felt his pain. I loved that he was so open about his relationship with his wife, about the what he did before he got married. He kept it super real. When you keep things real, the more things are going to come to you, because the more you put up walls and you hide yourself, the more that people are going to be rejected by you. They're going to reject you, I should say, right? So don't let people reject you. Be honest with them. You'll be surprised how many people open up their arms to you. And I can appreciate that, David. You're always going to be somebody that if you ever need to reach out, you know how to get a hold of me. Stay back there. He's back in the
He's in the back room right now.
In the green room waiting for us. We're going to talk to him after we're done with this, have a quick combo with him. But, folks, I just wanted to throw a little bit of love back out to you. Once again, be the light. Find that light. It's so much light out in this world. I love this world. You guys need to love this world. Thanksgiving is coming around the corner. Love it. Tuesday morning, we're going to have a special guest. I'm not going to announce it right now. I'll probably announce it tomorrow, but it's going to be a good one, like they always are. I tell you what, man, these brews are amazing.
We ain't spilling the beans.
I'm not spilling the beans yet.
But speaking of beans, folks, there's a lot of big things that are going on and that are brewing. We want to encourage you to, during this season, start really focusing on what it is that you are thankful for inside of your business. And make that be the culture that you take on for the rest of the entire next year and every day of your life. There shouldn't be a spot where you only have this one week where you think about what you're grateful for. It should be a lifestyle. It should be very easy for you to churn up those emotions. And because there's so much that we are grateful for, we are in a posture where we want to start giving out so much information and sharing so much of the knowledge that we've been able to gain from so many of the incredible people that we've been talking to. And it can help you have business consistent where you don't have to worry about pandemics. You don't have to worry about
What other people do concerning your business, you can always know that you are doing what it takes to build preset upon preset, a business upon business, to build yourself up to that next level that you want to go to. And we have ways to help it out. So just understand that, hear that. I'm just making deposits inside of your mind, inside of your heart for now to know that things are coming, but be seeking. If there's anything, again, I want you to take your to-go cup for on this, it's that David reached out to people and he wanted to learn more. And that's how he got involved in the social media world. And he was able to grab on to just different resources that fed him what he wasn't getting fed at work. And you all have the same capabilities to do so. There's no excuses. Don't make any excuses. Okay. Brew solutions. Whoa.
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa.
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 Get you some.
Whoa.
Whoa. Car guys, thank you again for joining us tonight.